Well, it's the last day of our Backpack to School Challenge.
It is, and again, final day, so as always, I think we start out by saying the last couple days, if you've been hearing about this all week, now's the time. Now's the time, the last day you'll be hearing about this for this year, our Backpack to School Challenge, benefiting three organizations, two here in the Chippewa Valley, one internationally across the globe in Liberia, West Africa. We'll be chatting with Peggy Halverson a little bit later on, and we'd love to not only get to our original goal, which we had, but we'd love to go further than we ever have before. And now, again, that might be way off in the distance, Halvo. We've never raised $20,000 in a single week with this before, and we're at about $15,500, right? So $4,500 away, but, you know, maybe there are some people lurking out there who would be able to give some big gifts today. But regardless, we'd love to say, hey, we were able to give each organization $5,000. Now, again, it seems to be on the horizon. If we could raise another $1,000, each organization would get $5,500. And as we've learned more and more, even here at the station throughout this week, I think we know that the need now is larger than we ever could have anticipated, talking with those who are boots on the ground with these backpack and school supply distributions. So every single gift is so needed. So just encouraging you today, again, so many organizations worthy of your love and prayer and financial support. But if this moves you at all, please don't just say, well, if I can just get through one more day, then I won't have to hear about it anymore and I won't feel guilty for not giving. Not us, but if the Lord is prompting you, then please respond with a gift as you're able. WWIB.com right at the top of the page.
We heard about that prompting when we got that amazing $1,000 gift right before 9
Incredible.
Yesterday. That's what the listener said, was felt all week long. He'd been prompted. And thank you to Lori this morning, stepping through at WIB.com with a gift of $100.
So, thank you, Lori.
First one to give online there. Paul earlier giving $450 from Willard and different ministry. Thanks so much there. Our Backpack to School Challenge, the final day. And we're understanding ourselves to be at about $15,600 with the goal of trying to raise another $900 by 8 o'clock this morning. Is that right, Caleb?
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. And again, thank you so much to Lori for that gift of $100 to start off the hour. But again, big, big goal this hour and $900 to go. So we certainly could use folks going even now to WWIB.com if you've been hearing about this for almost a week now.
Yep.
And say, hey, this is the last day today. I'll respond and give what I can.
Again, three different organizations benefiting. We take everything we've raised, all of it, and it goes to either We Care Eau Claire, Valley Vineyard, and Teamwork Africa. And that organization's executive director, my far better half, Peggy Halverson, is here. And so you're getting ready for a three-week trip in September to Liberia.
I am. We are very excited to be opening up a second school. And I'm also super, super excited to be in Liberia to be able to distribute the backpacks and school supplies that have been raised this week.
Uh-huh. Now, when you talk about opening up a second school, I would assume, as has kind of been our theme throughout this week, that maybe the need we were anticipating might be larger, because that's what we found out with every organization benefited this week, that, yeah, the need's more than we ever could have thought.
Yes. Last year, you know, we had enough. We were able to give school supplies to all of our Starfish kids and school students from our school Imago Day. And so this year, we would really like to give school supplies to all of those Starfish kids, the kids at Imago Day, and students at our new school, Hope for Life.
Yeah. And so, again, we'd love to see more raised this year than ever before. And we're a long ways away from that. But again, we've got a lot of day left to go and a big God. WWIB.com, the place to go. And Peggy, I know it's something, as we talk about a local and international focus here, and even when we're talking with some of the other organizations being benefited, and you as well, too, I think there's kind of this brotherhood and sisterhood saying, hey, we love that there's a chance to serve across the globe as well as right here in our own towns.
Yeah, I just think that's one of the just most exciting things about this type of fundraiser is you don't have to choose between loving your community and caring for the whole world. In one fundraiser, one offer, you know, one gift, you get to help both.
Yeah.
There's that Rich Mullins song from Days Gone By. The other side of the world is not as far as I thought, right?
So. Sure doesn't seem very far away to me.
Yeah, right. And you hear people who say that. There's people who sometimes they've heard about our organization. And they're like, you know, I'd rather give it home. And then we've heard from some other listeners who said, really, boy, if at all possible, could this go to Teamwork Africa? But can you speak to just that? I've talked about the term this week, one of the poorest nations in the world. I'm not just pulling that out of thin air, Liberia.
It is, yeah. If you haven't traveled to a developing country, it's really hard to describe the level of intense poverty that you will see in Liberia. Our Our Liberian staff has been doing home visits this month, and they're reporting kids that are sleeping on dirt floors. You know, kids that don't have mattresses, let alone school supplies. But they, you know, families who are taking kids from, you know, the one of the parents dies in the rural areas, and so they offer to take that child with them to live in the city where at least they'll have a roof over their head. But that's about it. And so for those caregivers, those aunts and uncles or grandparents, the thought of being able to send those orphan kids to school is out of reach. So without Teamwork Africa and without a partnership with organizations like WAIB, those kids would never have a hope of an education.
Backpack to School Challenge final day. We'll continue chatting with Peggy this hour, WWIB.com. It'd be such an encouragement to see a gift come in even as we're speaking right now, right at the top of the page. It'll take you less than 2 minutes. Again, we'll chat with you on the other side, Peggy. But one more thing that's kind of been weighing on me is, I think, something that maybe you said earlier about a child who might be 10, 11 years old who's never gone to school before. I've got a 10-year-old, and I think about him reading his chapter books, and he might not say he's good at math, but he's pretty good at math and all these things. But a child my Cooper's age who has no education whatsoever and would love that opportunity, would love to have those doors open to him or her, and hasn't had that because they don't have the right things to be allowed to go to school.
Right. And if you don't get an education, there is no hope for your future. Mm. There's no way you could ever achieve the dreams that you have, or even your God-given ability. Like the plan that God had for you won't be achieved if you don't have a chance to go to school and get an education.
Again, we can't overstate the fact that every gift means so much, again, and will be used for the glory of God locally and internationally. We can't give too much to this, friends. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Maybe there'll be a gift coming in even as we play this song, Before Weather, from Ann Wilson, God's Story. What story is he writing in these children's lives locally and internationally that you're joining in with his work by giving generously, giving them that opportunity to learn and to grow? Peggy Halverson joins us here in studio. And Halvo and Peggy, we've got a goal of trying to get $900 more raised by 8 a.m. And we have 25 minutes to do it. Thank you so much to Lori for a gift of $100 to start us off this hour. But again, this is the final day. And we'd love to overcome, Halvo, what we've kind of called the 7 a.m. slump that we've had at times this week, and say, hey, we just figure there's probably some folks still out there who've been hearing this all week and would say, Yeah, I'll help today. Knowing that it's the last day, I want to help these organizations as they love and serve children and families.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we so appreciate what We Care O'Clara is doing. We had Julie Smith in here on our show a couple of days ago. Mike and Trish Houle from Valley Vineyard were here yesterday. Those back-to-back distributions, August 17th at Valley Vineyard, and also August 18th in O'Clara, looking to serve more. But the thing, part of what you were saying, Peggy, as the executive director of Teamwork Africa, heading back to Liberia for 3 weeks in September, reminded me when I was there, I came back every time with the word desperate on my mind. But I was thinking about, you know, even though we're like the richest country in the history of the world, and in Liberia, far from that. But even here, like, we have the safety net. Like, Feed My People is amazing, and we've loved partnering with them. But like, I never saw a food pantry in Liberia. And in other ways, like with education too, right? It's not like there's these other organizations. Like, this is a huge deal, what we're talking about, being able to empower. Yeah. That's one of the big words with Teamwork Africa these days, is empower.
It definitely is a fear in the back of most children's mind of what would happen to them if their father died. Mm. Because there is no safety net. Mm-hmm. And if their dad is gone, I mean, if they were in school and their dad dies, they probably won't be able to be in school anymore because their mom is just going to be hustling just to get enough food for the day. When you say safety nest, it's so, so sad. Like, it's sad when anybody passes away. You know, if you're, you know, someone important to you dies, it's really sad. But in Liberia, that the ripple effect of the provider passing away will change the trajectory of a child's life. Mm-hmm. And those are the kids that, our staff brings to Teamwork Africa and says, is there any way that we could help this child stay in school? Is there any way we can help this kid with, you know, a backpack, some school supplies, so that they can, you know, maintain their education? So not only kids that don't get to go to school, but kids who might lose the chance of education due to those kind of circumstances. Uh-huh.
I think we don't necessarily understand here stateside the importance of education in Liberia, because we complain, it's like, oh, I gotta go to school and things like that. The privilege that it is for these children, and the life-changing privilege of getting an education, if folks are just joining us, as you mentioned, Peggy, I mean, their dreams, their ambitions, I mean, if they don't get an education, none of that happens. I mean, it's basically this crossroads of, do you get to go to school or not? And your life can go two different directions. And it doesn't mean that everything's going to be great if they get an education, but at least gives them the opportunity in one of the poorest countries in the world. It gives them the opportunity to be able to better their situation. If they don't have that opportunity to go to school, then none of that happens. And as we learn, they don't get the opportunity to go to school if they don't have the shoes, if they don't have the backpacks and school supplies, the things that we're trying to provide. They're not even allowed to go, even if they could.
Yeah. As of the statistics from 2022, 35% of the population of Liberia has never gone to school.
One in three.
Yeah. Again, that's not even comprehensible here, right?
Yeah.
The literacy rate is 58.6%. And literacy is defined by being able to read and comprehend a simple sentence in your language. So to me, that's like second, third grade reading level.
Yeah.
That's 58% of the population has not even attained. That's only 58% of the people in Liberia can understand a simple sentence.
It's just, it's staggering. It really is. And again, this is one of three organizations that we want to benefit today, because this is the last day, the last opportunity for our Backpack to School Challenge. And so again, we've got these goals. We're trying to get to $1,000 before 8 a.m., need 900 more for that. But I mean, anything that you can give, any opportunity that you can help give a child is just so vital, so important. We're going to get to a tune here from George Mondera. We'll chat with Peggy a little bit more. But even during this song, I know we said that before and didn't have any takers on it, but during this song, could we have somebody going to WWIB.com? It's right at the top of the page. This is a 3-minute, 40-second song. It'll probably take you 90 seconds to 2 minutes to give a gift of some sort, to encourage others, to provide opportunities, to show the love of Christ. Our Backpack to School Challenge final day, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, if you're able to help us. Kids, I know it's summer, but don't forget, brush your teeth this morning. This reminder brought to you by Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, with locations in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Menominee, Hudson, and Amory. Smiles in Motion, where lasting smiles begin. Dropping in real briefly here again with Peggy Halverson before a tune from Jeremy Camp, who's coming in concert October 11th with his wonderful wife, Adrienne, to the Pablo Center. Information at WWIB.com. But someone just went to WIB.com and gave a gift of $50. Peggy, Jeff from Hayward, I think that's our furthest north gift so far this week. So thank you, Jeff, a gift of $50 in honor of Carol this morning. So thank you. And that means $850 is our goal remaining in 16 minutes. So it's not a lot of time. But again, we just appreciate every single person who responds.
Absolutely. I love the $50 mark, like, to just, you know, like, that helps a kid here, like, yeah. That, and then, I mean, again, and it helps two kids in Liberia, but every one of those kids matters, every yeah. single one. So every gift of $50, like you've been saying all week, no matter how big or how small, every gift matters.
I know Havel earlier was quoting the song that maybe we all sang, Jesus loves the little children, all the little children of the world, red and yellow. They are precious in his sight. Mm-hmm. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. I have to finish it because otherwise it's just going to be in my head. But thinking about that saying, they are precious in his sight. Mm-hmm. Are they precious in our sight? Do we see them the way he sees them, as image bearers? No matter how broken the world around them may be, they are precious to him. Mm-hmm. We know that he's a God of care for widows and orphans, and that he provides for them. He provides, but he uses means. He uses us mm-hmm. to accomplish his great purpose in the world, to bring himself glory. And we just have an incredible opportunity to serve, to love, to give. And man, I think there's no greater joy than in giving, and sometimes sacrificial giving, giving up something that you wanted for yourself in order to help someone who has less. I mean, if the Bible tells us it is more blessed to give than to receive, do we believe that? Do we really believe what he says? Do we take him at his word and say, yeah, it's more blessed? Doesn't mean I'm going to have more money at the end of the month if I give, but is it more blessed? Are we storing up treasures in heaven rather than things here materially?
If you are with me in Liberia and could see the kids get their school supplies and their shoes. And if you had those moms and grandmas and aunts come up to you in their limited English and tell you how grateful they are and how worried they were that even though their kid got a scholarship, they don't have the right shoes to wear to school or the supplies, and they were worried what they were going to do. And they're like, thank you so much. We had no idea how we were going to get our kids, you know, how our children were going to be able to go to school. And for me, I get to receive that amazing blessing of seeing the impact that that makes. And for you guys here, you just have to believe that this makes an incredible difference. And it is a huge blessing to be able to give to these children what they wouldn't otherwise be able to have.
I think we come back to this every time we do one of these intense weeks of fundraising for causes that we believe are important. We tell you this again and again and again. The people that you're giving to for Single Mom Saturday and for our veterans and now for our Backpack to School Challenge, they're not going to be able to thank you. You're not gonna get someone coming over from my Liberia and saying thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thank you for providing me for me. You're not gonna get thanked, but oh, what a blessing! What a joy it is to give and to serve. And thank you for people responding. Peggy, we just had three other people responding. Nathan with a gift of $100 at WWIB.com. Wow. Ben and Crystal, who gave earlier this week.
Oh.
And they just gave another $150.
Amazing.
Dean from Rice Lake just gave $50. Thank
wow.
you so much. Linda, who gave earlier this week, just gave again $50. Thank you. So, I mean, I'm just refreshing.
That's
I'm
amazing.
Seeing this in real time. Man, now I've got to do math. Halvo, so $850, $750, $600. $500 in 12 minutes, $500 to get to our goal wow. of $1,000 this hour.
I can't
Don't
wait.
Do math live on the air, Caleb. But Cece just gave $1,000.
Cece, oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
You are amazing.
Cece says, God bless. This is real time, folks. This is live radio. Cece says, God bless all the little ones and the parents who struggle to make ends meet. I am blessed to be able to share the gifts God has given me. Cece. Oh my goodness. I think Cece's from Bruce, if I remember. Thank you
Thank
so much, Cece.
You.
Wow, we got to bring Halvo in here. I know we're going to play another song. We'll get to it at some point. Want to read Ben and Crystal's note as well, too. They say, we both work with families that receive school supplies from these events, again, locally, and then blessing those internationally. They say some parents don't feel like they have anyone they can ask for help when they're mm-hmm. facing tough situations, and these community events allow them to be supported when they may feel isolated. The supplies and support they receive at these events show them that they are seen and loved. Mm-hmm. Seen and loved. The financial gifts provided through giving to WWIB allow families to feel the love of Jesus and their community in a tangible way. The addition of prayers for the events, their volunteers, and the families attending also make a huge impact, so the participants feel the love and may develop a desire to understand where this love comes from. Every child served is a child of God, and we want them to feel like a loved child of their community as well. I couldn't say it any better myself, Ben and Chris. I mean, the number of people we've had who've given once, Halvo, and then give again.
Yeah.
And say, man, the Lord's moving me. I'm just going to respond. Wow.
Marcy and Susan earlier had come to mind, I think, both in Bloomer, and now Linda in Chippewa Falls with her second gift of $50. And she says, with it at WIB.com, of all the kids who dream, who want to go to school and have a better chance in future, it comes back to that question. Linda says, how can this even make a difference? It does, says Linda, to one here or two children in Liberia. Linda's ready to be on the campaign with us next year.
Well, and isn't that the starfish story?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Making a difference for that one. And you all are making a difference again. Wow. We reached the goal this hour. Please don't stop. We'll update you when we can. Peggy and I were doing some math off the air, which is a lot better for me, doing some math off the air to see what it would take to get all kids in Liberia sponsored the 250 plus, and it'd be $6,250, which would mean we would need $8,750 raised by midnight tonight. But we're making progress. We're making progress.
Fantastic. Wow, I left the studio and it was an explosion of
Go
giving.
Go away again. Let's see what happened. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everyone.
Tell you what, the buzz and the excitement, the energy around here that we've had in the last half hour plus, That's what I remember. That's what's awesome. Those quiet times, not so good, you know. But
it's
wow.
It's been amazing. And again, we had our goal for last hour in the 7 a.m. slump in the rearview mirrors. Uh-huh. We had an incredible outpouring of support. And now, again, as we were kind of doing some math and saying, Peggy, 250 children in Liberia, West Africa, we've been saying $50 for a child's backpack filled with school supplies here in the States, at least $50. But that can cover two children in Liberia, West Africa. So as we were doing the math and said 250 children from the Starfish Kids, the school, and then the new school you're starting, mm-hmm. to make sure that every single one of those 250 kids has what they need, at $25 per kid, that would be $6,250. Which means that overall we need to get to $18,750 as everything divided equally between these three organizations. We are now, again, by our unofficial count, $1,500 away from that, which is a large amount. But my goodness, it's possible. Could we see that done by 9 a.m. this morning? People going to WWIB.com and maybe they give $50, maybe they give $25, maybe they could do $100, or we've seen some really large gifts as well, too. Mm-hmm. But $1,500, I mean, it is possible that by 9 a.m. this morning, we could be telling you, Peggy, that every single one of those children in Liberia, West Africa is sponsored.
Our Starfish Kids coordinator, Ophelia, in Liberia is getting a list together right now of the size, the shoe sizes that we need for our kids to get shoes this year. And so she's just waiting to hear from me how many kids that we can give shoes to.
And $100 more just came in, $1,400 by 9 a.m. Teresa from Ladysmith just gave a gift of $100. Mm. Tim and Teresa, and they said for our amazing grandchildren, Charlie and Ellie. And thank you so much. We still have that parent or grandparent challenge out there for folks saying, hey, give in honor of your children, uh-huh. grandchildren, if the Lord's blessed you in a way where you can provide for their needs. Maybe say, well, I can provide for another two children or three children or whatever it is. So thank you so much for that wonderful gift from Russ County.
We did $2,200 yesterday between 7 and 9 a.m. Today, we're trying to do $3,250 in that two-hour slot. We got another $1,400 to go. Let's make it happen at WIB.com. All you got to do is click on that banner on top of the page, and you can get all the giving done in about 2 minutes.
Last day of our Backpack to School Challenge. Let's make it the biggest one ever for the glory of God. WWIB.com, $1,400 to go to reach that goal to make sure every child in Liberia, West Africa is sponsored and make it as big a blessing as possible for those locally. Like this song from Ryan Stevenson says, we want our life to preach, to proclaim the glory of God. We got to jump in real quick. We had another gift from Hayward just come in. Thank you so much to Pamela from Hayward for a gift of $100 for the Backpack to School Challenge. We've heard from Hayward twice this morning. Love you guys up there. Thank you so much for the gifts from all over. Just heard from Mike again from La Crosse. Mike gave $50 yesterday. He just gave another $50. Thank you so much. We're just so incredibly blessed to see your generosity. So let's see, we had $1,500 remaining. $1,400, $1,300, $1,250, $1,250 we're trying to get to by 9 a.m. and just needed to jump in and let you know about those gifts. WWIB.com. Thank you, Pamela from Hayward and Mike from La Crosse. That's kind of like the northern end and the southern end of the WIB listening area. Love it. Love your hearts. Thank you so much. WWIB.com, the Backpack to School Challenge. Final day. It's right at the top of the page. This joy in giving is something we're experiencing right along with you. Thank you for having joy in generosity today. God bless you all. WWIB, 17 minutes past 8 o'clock, 74 degrees. Thank you so much to Marty, who is out and about driving, but just gave us a call and said, hey, I'll pledge $50, hearing the call for those, especially in Liberia, West Africa, and saying, I want to make sure those kids are sponsored, have what they need. Our Backpack to School Challenge, locally and internationally. And again, thanks to Marty's pledge, that puts us at $1,200, trying to get $1,200 more raised by 9 a.m. And again, going equally to all three organizations, but that $1,200 would ensure that every one of those 250 children that Teamwork Africa serves in Liberia, West Africa is sponsored to be able to go to school, to have that opportunity. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, WWIB.com for the Backpack to School Challenge. As we bring in our friend Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. Whew, there's a lot going on here today, Ronnie.
You guys are really busy, which is awesome.
Appreciate so much. Again, Avenue Orchard is one of our great sponsors. The businesses that start us off, make that initial matching challenge possible, that spur others on toward love and good deeds. Thank you so much for your big hearts. Again, so many times you guys help us with all that we're doing in the community. We appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you. And we obviously, we love doing it. So you know what? what's another 100?
Well, that makes us 1,100 away then, as we'll all just right. keep Ronnie on and see how low this gets. So $1,100 by 9 a.m. Thank you so much, Ronnie, for that pledge, even live on the air. Now, we've got a lot of different things to talk about. First,
yes.
let's talk Wisconsin State Fair, which was just named one of the best fairs in the entire nation.
I know.
The state fair down there in Milwaukee, or is it West Allis more specifically?
Yes.
And you guys were down there at the state fair.
Yes.
A couple different things. For one thing, I believe you supply the cider for the state fair,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Yes.
That's how good
the
your
Wisconsin
cider
Apple Growers Association, they get our cider.
Because it's the best.
Yeah, exactly.
So, your apple cider, again, that honor that people might not know about, but the Wisconsin Apple Growers Association saying, we want Avenue Orchard cider to showcase at the Wisconsin State Fair for everyone to enjoy. But then you also entered some jams.
Yes, we did. In the Grand Champion Eats and Treats contest that they have down there, we entered 5 jams, and we came home with a blue ribbon
wow.
For our Christmas spice, a red ribbon for our Doc's Reapin' Raspberry, and a red ribbon for our, and I just dropped a name right now. Oh, Winter Jam. Winter Orange.
Which my kids love. Oh. And honestly, we would probably put our dukes up and tell the judges, like, that one was worthy of, yes. of a first place as well, too. But I think if folks don't realize, this is the Wisconsin State Fair.
Yes.
With all due respect to our local fairs and county fairs and getting awards there, this is the big kahuna. This is the huge one. And you took home 3 ribbons, including yes. a first place in the entire great state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
For that Christmas spice jam.
Yes, it was just awesome.
I mean, and you were telling me off the air, one of the judges said, this is Christmas in a jar.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And all of these are available. The Doc's Reapin' Raspberry, which I was not familiar with.
Right.
We love the raspberry jalapeno at our house, but that's kind of almost a little spicier, sweeter upgrade
just
there.
Turned it up another notch.
Yeah.
And thanks to our friend Doc, Doc's Microgreens.
Yes.
He's the one that suggested the recipe. That's why it's Doc's Reapin' Raspberry. So
and again, the winter orange and then the Christmas spice and all of these jams. Now you can officially say State Fair award-winning jams, including a champion with a blue ribbon at the state.
Yep.
Are available at your Avenue yeah. Orchard store and at the
exactly.
farmers markets.
And in 2023, the raspberry jalapeno took 3rd.
Yeah.
Last year, we took a 4th with our raspberry lemonade. So we've covered the gauntlet.
Multiple
winners
State Fair
and
Award
just,
winners.
We're just ecstatic.
Yeah, and should be. Again, hard at work. I mean, we you know, ring the bell again and again for Avenue Orchard Jams and Jellies, talking about how good they are. And that doesn't even touch on all the other products that you guys have, you know, from the Creation Kitchen and the baked goods and the freeze-dried candies and fruits and freeze-dried vegetables and so many other things they've got going on. I mean, the apple cider slushies and apple cider floats and on and on and on it goes.
Yeah.
But, man, that's kind of where it started with the jams and jellies. And you have dozens of varieties and multiple State Fair Award winners.
Yes, thank you. And it's apple season.
It is. And getting excited for that, too. And
we got to start picking apples.
Wow. And more reason for folks to come out this Sunday, a couple days away,
yes.
for the next Avenue Orchard Birthday Jam. And we always want to let people know, you get something special if August is your birthday month, but this is for everybody. And so tell us about what you've got going on. 3 to 6 p.m. at the Orchard. The public's invited. It's going to be a great time.
Of course. Yeah, but it's our birthday jam, and again, the person with the birthday gets a free slushy float,
which is incredible. I mean, our staff,
Avenue Words,
our staff came away raving about that because
yeah.
it's like an ice cream sundae, apple cider float, apple cider slushy all together.
Yeah,
just amazing. The caramel apple jam on top,
right.
the whipped
just,
cream,
just really, yep. Yeah, just adds a nice treat. It's a nice, refreshing treat to have.
And
it
again,
really is.
Those will be available
yeah.
for purchase, but if it's your
yeah.
birthday month, you get one on
yeah,
the house.
Yeah, you get one free. We're having a 2-piece chicken dinner with the beans and the potato salad. And
just $10. I mean, and
yeah,
where else can you $10, get a great chicken
yeah.
dinner for $10
yeah,
as
yeah.
well, too? So
bring the family. Come
yeah.
on out. Take a stroll through the orchard.
See
Come
those
on
apples.
Out. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and usually you guys have games out, and
yeah.
it should be just a wonderful family opportunity.
Yeah.
The birthday jam, 3 to 6, and we've been letting
and
people
we'd
know
love
about
to see
it.
You.
Absolutely, and you know what? I dare say you could pick up some of those State Fair award-winning jams while you're there as
oh,
well,
you
too.
Bet.
Dinner covered, and word to the wise there, too. I would say, because we've tried it at the Taste of the Orchard before, too, chicken with some of those jams on
oh.
it as well, too. Yes, please. Yes, yes please.
Yes.
Ronnie, thank you so much.
Oh, you are welcome.
Again,
thanks
for joining
having
us.
Me.
Thank you for the extra pledge of a gift as well, too, for our Backpack to School Challenge.
You're most
thank
welcome.
You for your sponsorship. We appreciate you so much. We'll get back to the tunes here, but I want to play this one from Josiah Queen because there's a lot of joy here this morning. And again, $1,100 away, friends, with now 36 minutes before the top of the hour, $1,100 away from our goal this morning. Would you help us get to that goal for our Backpack to School Challenge? $1,100 away. Maybe that's one person saying, I'll take care of all of that. Maybe that's 11 people giving $100, 22 people giving $50. Maybe that's some people giving a little more, a little less. WWIB.com. Don't let the momentum stop. Say, let's keep this going for good, for good, for the glory of God to provide for children in need. Love that one from Josiah Queen and Brandon Lake, Can't Steal My Joy. Thank you for your joy and generosity this morning. Dear friends, thank you so much for your wonderful giving, your support of our Backpack to School Challenge. Thank you so much. Rhonda just gave a gift from Eau Claire. Rhonda gave a gift of $100 in memory of Norma Christine. Thank you so much for that beautiful gift in honor of Norma, Rhonda. And that, again, we're not bookkeepers, so we're hoping that our math is right here. So feel free to give above and beyond. But we're saying $1,000 more given, again, divided equally between these three organizations. $1,000 given, as we've kind of been focusing on Liberia, West Africa a bit more this morning. $1,000 given would make sure that all of the students, all 250 students that Teamwork Africa serves will be sponsored to have that opportunity to go to school. We're only $1,000 away, which I know is a big amount of money. I do understand that. But again, maybe that's one person taking care of all of that. If the Lord has prospered you in that way, maybe that's two people giving $500, four giving $250, or more likely it's 10 people giving $100 or 20 people giving $50 and saying, I want to help a child or two children, WWIB.com. It's almost 8:45, checking in real quick. To see, I haven't seen a gift given yet in the last few minutes at WWIB.com, as we're saying $1,000 away from our goal of making sure that in equal distribution to all three organizations, but focusing a little bit more on the kids in Liberia, West Africa this morning and how desperate the need is there, $1,000 away from making sure that every single child there is provided for with the school supplies they need and the shoes that they're required to have as well so they can go to school. Again, education, we talk about the importance of education here stateside. There, I mean, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say life-saving to be able to have that true opportunity to better themselves through education. When we've heard kids 10, 11 years old who've never been to school before, hear about the literacy rate as well, just incredible, deep, deep and abiding poverty there in Liberia, West Africa. So again, locally and internationally, the goal for our Backpack to School Challenge, but really kind of feeling the tug for those Liberian children as well, too, and hoping that we could see that final $1,000 raise. We had our goal, and God just is kind of just kept revising it. And so 14 minutes left. Is there some way that we could still see $1,000 given at WWIB.com? How about $900? How about $900 left in the final 14 minutes? Because Sherry just gave a gift of $100. God bless you, Sherry. Thank you so much for that, for responding. $900 to go in 13 and a half minutes. WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. If you've been hearing about this all week, today's the final day. Would you help us? WWIB.com for our Backpack to School Challenge final day. 6 minutes before 9 a.m., up to 77 degrees. And we have a different best of the week, Halvo, that we're going to play. And that will take us up to focus on the family. And so, again, we are $900 away by 9 a.m. $900 by 9 a.m. is the goal to reach a bigger goal than we thought possible 24 hours ago.
That's for sure. So as you hear this, it's a celebration of giving, chronological from early Monday to even this very morning. And if you haven't given yet, or even if you have, maybe consider one more time to help us reach that goal at WIB.com.
WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. Here's this very special edition of Best of the Week.
Thank you to Randy and Stanley, who came through with a gift of $50. And he's not alone, because Linda, also a gift of $50 to the Backpack to School Challenge. Well, there we go. Thank you. The gals were taking it to the guys 5-1 until Kirk came through here moments ago.
Captain Kirk.
I'll guess. His gift in memory of Jacob. and $350. And wow. So we topped it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a great way to start.
Yeah, 757 different listeners.
Education is so important. And we know that sometimes for these students that are coming from really tough situations, that education is going to hopefully determine a different future for them.
Thanks so much to Brian and Randy Johnson in Eau Claire saying, hey, in honor of their three wonderful grandchildren, they would like to support three kids in the Backpack to School Challenge and families with a gift of $150. Well, the Grandparents Challenge continues here, and Terry and Phillip says she's going to be a great-grandma for the first time later this
year.
And in honor of that, she wants to give $100. And so she's going to mail her check here to WWIB. So thanks so much.
Havo, 3 minutes to go.
All right.
Now we're in bonus territory because we have made the goal. Trulina from Stanley says, I will donate $300 in memory of my grandson, Wyatt. God bless you, Trulina. Thank you so much. Marcy from Bloomer, I think Marcy already gave. And Marcy giving again and saying, hey, I want to help and serve and help turn around that 7 a.m. hour slump that you've been in.
Thank you. We just heard from James, $200 in Arkansas. And he says, in memory of our mother and father. Thank you, James. There we go. Getting us started in the Backpack to School Challenge this morning. Caleb, while you were out of the studio, I did receive a call from a listener in Boyceville. Wants to stay anonymous and said, check's going to be in the mail today for $500.
Oh, my goodness.
For the Backpack to School Challenge. So that cuts into the goal of 2,200 by 9 o'clock. It means we need another 1,700 to get there.
And 1,650 because Robin from La Crosse just gave a gift in honor of Caleb, not me. Yeah. She says, in honor of our sweet baby Caleb, who would have started kindergarten this year.
What do we have to applaud about?
Well, a gift from Susan right at the top of the hour. Susan from Bloomer, a generous gift of $100 to help two children with their backpacks and school supplies. And we're so grateful for that.
Susan in Bloomer, actually, she's a repeat giver because she gave her $100 earlier in the week. And now she's come back. And
wow.
In the name section, she filled in the kids.
We needed $1,500. Now we need $1,250 because Blue Hills Vacation Properties just came in with a gift of $250. Thank you so much. Brad from Blue Hills Vacation Properties gives a very generous gift of $250 to help five children with their backpacks and school supplies. And Brad gave that gift in honor of Jana Kelly. And so thank you so much. Again, I think many know the story of Jana Kelly, the Jana Kelly Foundation that does so much incredible work in our area too. Thank you so much for that generous gift to honor Jana's memory. Brad,
we need another $1,050, Caleb, to reach our goal today.
8 minutes left. Again, could we see that goal reach? We know it was our biggest, most audacious goal yet to try to get $2,200 in just 2 hours, $1,050 away. And we know there could be somebody out there who could take care of all of that. I believe some of that was just taken care of. Michelle, do you want to go on a mic here? Because Michelle just handed me some cash.
And she doesn't typically do that.
Yes. I do believe this isn't for me.
I don't really want to go on the air to talk about this because I'm still crying about it. But let's see. What's his name? Robert?
Robert, yes. Robert
Hayes stopped in. Mm-hmm. And he just lost his wife in February.
Oh.
And so this is in memory of her. And it's $1,000 cash. He said, God has been prompting him all week.
Wow.
And he just couldn't ignore it anymore. So he didn't want to go on
Robert.
The air, but he's probably sitting in the parking lot crying right now. So
I think
thank
we are
you
too, Robert.
So much.
It's wow.
Really hard to just come in here after that.
Yeah. I can understand why you handed it to me. But yeah, we set $1,050 away, set our biggest goal ever. We're now just $50 away from reaching that $15,000 goal for the week by our unofficial calculations.
Thank you to Lori this morning, stepping through at WIB.com with a gift of $100.
So, thank you, Lori.
First one to give online there. Paul earlier giving $450 from Willard and different ministry. Thanks so much there.
And Cece just gave $1,000.
Cece, oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
You are amazing.
Cece says, God bless. This is real time, folks. This is live radio. Cece says, God bless all the little ones and the parents who struggle to make ends meet. I am blessed to be able to share the gifts God has given me. Cece, oh my goodness. I think Cece's from Bruce, if I remember. Thank you
thank
so much, Cece.
Wow, that is Monday through this very morning, and it continues, Caleb.
We know it's a different week. We know, again, that we're intense about this. It's 1 week only for a Backpack to School Challenge, that we are striving so hard not to reach goals to say, hey, look, we reached a goal, but to say this is such a worthy place to put your funds to say we want to love as we have been loved. And WWIB, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, again, we wish we had more time, but we've got to get to focus on the family. But our goal was 900 by 9 a.m., 850, because Holly from Elk Mount, I think Holly gave before, and Holly giving $50. Thank you so much. And then Rachel from Rice Lake, $200. And she says, we hope these backpacks help these children realize how precious and loved they are.
Fantastic. Thank you so much here. We so appreciate it. If you want to continue here as Focus on the Family, get started, just go to WIB.com, click on that banner. Help us get that final $650 to meet this goal.
And how amazing would it be during Focus on the Family if we focused on families locally and internationally, saying we're blessing the children, but also maybe it's parents, maybe it's grandparents that are working so hard. As Danny Graham told us earlier, so many parents that she says are working and giving up things that they need themselves, going without, just to try to make sure their kids have enough. And it's still not enough. And what an opportunity we have.
$550 gift from Anne.
Oh, my goodness.
In honor of their 11 grandchildren. That puts us $100
short. $100
short.
Can we hang on just a second here? Is that bad? Can we hang on just a second and see if that $100 might come in? WWIB.com right at the top of the page. And why we've set goals this way, I know I'm kind of breaking the rules a little bit here because I probably should just be quiet and go. But I think I this has got to happen, right? $100 to get us to that goal. $100 more means, by our unofficial count, that we would have enough for each organization to get $6,250. And that $6,250, as we've been kind of really focusing on Liberia, West Africa, one of the three recipients, that $6,250 would make sure all 250 children, again, at the current school, at the Starfish Kids that are sponsored by Teamwork Africa, but also at the new school, that every single one of those children would be able to get their backpack, their school supplies, and their shoes so that they're allowed to go to school, so they have that opportunity. And Ann just got us within $100, WWIB.com. Sorry, Sam, I know I'm taking some of your show here. Focus on the Family will be here in just a moment, but is it possible that final $100, WWIB.com. Thank you so much, Ann, for that incredibly generous gift. I'm trying to remember. I think Ann might be from Medford, if I'm remembering, in honor of her 11 grandchildren. You talk about that, $50 for each grandchild. Michelle's early in the week. Was that Monday, Michelle?
That was Monday,
who's a grandma-to-be, going to be a grandma on Christmas Day, right? And said, hey, I want to shout out to the other grandmas and grandpas and say, would you give a gift in honor of your grandchild or grandchildren? Thank the Lord for giving Ann so many grandkids. That's fantastic. WWIB.com. If you were able to help us get the rest of the way, or you could shoot us a text if you say, hey, I'll pledge that final $100 to get us there. But man, I hope Peggy's listening right now to know how close we are to seeing all of those kids sponsored, because I know she's waiting to tell the folks in Liberia, West Africa, how many things to order and to be able to say,
that's a lot of shoes, Caleb. That's a lot
no
of shoes.
Child who's going to go without every single one of them that Teamwork Africa sponsors is going to have what they need. That would be incredible. Incredible. WWIB.com. It's been an outpouring of love this morning, Havel.
It's been an incredible morning. Amazing. We thought yesterday's 2,200 is we've gone well beyond that this morning.
WWIB.com right at the top of the page. If you're able to give and don't want to take too much more time away again from mid mornings and from Focus on the Family. I keep hitting refresh just to see if there's anything that I might be missing here. But what an amazing, amazing morning it's been. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful for the way you all have responded with the joy of Jesus, in giving generously and I think sacrificially in many, many cases. I don't know everyone's situation, but the number of people we've seen who've given even a couple different times and it's just been an amazing, amazing week. And so for our part here on the WIB Wake Up Show, we bless the Lord's name because of you.
Maybe you can pop in here after Focus on the Family with Sam and update people. But
Anne just gave another $100.
Wow.
Anne said, she says in all caps, let's do this.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Anne, let's do this indeed. Praise the Lord for you, sister.
Well, maybe in anticipation of two future grandchildren. Who knows? But Anne, thank you so much.
Lord, give Anne more grandchildren. I mean, and what a blessing they are, aren't they? Anne, you've taken us to the goal again by our account. So, yeah, we took an extra 5 minutes of Sam's show here. Sorry, Sam, but praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. An incredible week. God bless you, friends.
Thank you so much, friends.